CKNXNewsToday.ca, Midwestern Ontario's most trusted source for news.
With an update from CKNXNewsToday.ca, I'm Janice McKay. We could see severe thunderstorms in Midwestern Ontario late this afternoon and early this evening. Damaging wind gusts are said to be the main threat, though large hail and a few tornadoes are possible. Environment Canada said a significant tornado cannot be ruled out. The threat of severe weather should decrease as storms move east this evening. Residents are reminded to have a severe weather safety plan in place. Police are investigating after four pedestrians were hit by a vehicle on Inkerman Street in Grey Highlands Tuesday night. One person was killed and the other three suffered injuries ranging from serious and life-threatening to non-life-threatening. The OPP, Grey Highlands Fire Department, and Grey County Emergency Medical Services all responded to the call just after 10 p.m. The identity of the victim is not being released until family is contacted. Police say the vehicle involved fled the scene and the investigation continues. Canada's inflation rate rose to 8.1% in June, the fastest annual increase in the cost of living in decades.
Stats Canada released the data today, which lists prices at the pumps as the biggest reason, which are up 54% compared with the same month in 2021. If gasoline was removed from the equation, the rate of inflation would be around 6.5%. For CKNX News, I'm Adam Bell.
Another major source of soaring inflation is food prices, which are up 8.8% compared to last year. Goderich Mayor John Gray says installing parking meters along the waterfront in Goderich has been a success. The meters were installed last year, and the revenue from last year was about $100,000.
We will exceed the net revenue of last year, and that is really critical to helping pay for all the services that we provide at the waterfront today.
Gray says they fully expect the net revenue this year to be nearly $170,000. According to the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, astronomers recently detected an unusual radio signal from a faraway galaxy. The discovery was picked up by the Canadian Hydrogen Intensity Mapping Experiment, which is a radio telescope in BC designed to pick up radio waves emitted by hydrogen in the earliest stages of the universe. Usually, the signals last for only a few milliseconds, but this one lasted up to 3 seconds, including bursts of radio waves in a clear, periodic pattern. Perth County Tourism launching a new video series highlighting regional farm-to-table experiences in the county. Perth County Tourism Officer Ashley Lansing says they wanted to showcase the numerous farm and restaurant experiences that are so close together for tourists and residents to enjoy.
In Perth County and Stratford, you can have experiences at both ends. So you can head to the farm and go on an adventure and make memories there, and then you can head to the table, get into a restaurant, and have an awesome experience there as well.
People can find out more information on perthcountytourism.ca. For more on these and other stories, go to cknxnewstoday.ca. In sports, the American League beat the National League 3-2 at the MLB All-Star Game at Dodger Stadium. Blue Jays pitcher Alex Manoah worked a scoreless second inning, striking out three. The Jays get back to work on Friday with a game in Boston. Former Owen Sound Attack player Andre Sekera has formally announced his retirement at the age of 36. That wraps up an NHL career that spanned parts of 16 seasons. The Slovakian native was the second overall pick of the 2004 CHL Import Draft and played two seasons in Owen Sound from 2004 to 2006. He was a third-round pick of Buffalo in 2004's NHL draft and played 842 career NHL regular season games with Buffalo, Carolina, Los Angeles, Edmonton, and Dallas. Huron County Men's Fastball features two games tonight, Fullerton at Belmore at 8 and Roxeter and Brussels at 8:30. We have a heat warning for Huron, Perth, Wellington, and Southern Grey, and a special weather statement with severe thunderstorms possible and the risk of a significant tornado for all of Midwestern Ontario. A few showers beginning this afternoon, risk of a severe thunderstorm late this afternoon. Windy, high 31 and a humidex near 39. Tonight, a few showers and thunderstorms ending this evening, and then mainly cloudy and windy, low 18. Tomorrow, cloudy with a chance of showers early in the morning, and then a mix of sun and cloud and breezy, high 27. For Friday, partly sunny, slight chance of showers, high 30. And cloudy with a slight chance of showers on Saturday, high 29.
Subscribe to CKNX News wherever you get your podcast and read the latest stories on cknxnewstoday.ca.